Okay, so here we go with segment three of program seven of the Bigger Picture, America's Past, Present, and Future, which is here now, written in black and white. And I'm saying all sorts of things that I'm not allowed to say. Yeah, well, watch me. I'm going to get better here in just a minute. America, white people in America have been labeled as permanently racist, that they can't change, and because they can't change, that anything that a white person does or initiates that runs in any way counter to the thoughts of the black race baiters, then it's racism and it must be opposed at its every beginning. So we've sort of been locked into the 19th century as white people. Every one of us is a slave owner, and by the declaration of truth that the Marxist, I mean that the black race baiters say, is, well, you're bad, Whitey, because whiteys are just naturally bad. And yet if Charles White, Reggie White, a great player for the Green Bay Packers in the 90s, actually said on air, well, you know, God has different characteristics for each group of people. Hispanics are one way, blacks one way, whites one way. You know, whites love money. That's what he said. And he got fired because at the time the cultural Marxism was really burgeoning in America and our culture was very much post-Christian. And we just decided that, no, everybody's the same thing. Yeah, there's no difference. Well, Reggie White is right. All the different characteristics of each racial group express the character of God, the 21 names of God. And you know what? Oh, black Americans or the black culture just, they just take white Americans, say, you're this permanently, and therefore you're the enemy. Well, let me ask you a question then, okay? We're talking, aren't we, about proclivity of race, racial tendencies. So the racial tendency for white people is they can't change, right? Well, in 1994, in the country of Rwanda, we had one of the great, in terms of time and intensity, massacres in all human history. Lighter-skinned, tall black people, the Tutsis, the ruling class, 15% of the country of Rwanda, were massacred by the 85% shorter, darker-skinned Hutu people who were not the ruling class. And in that civil war that took place, up to 800,000 Tutsis were hacked to death with machetes and thrown into the river, and the river ran red with blood. Hotel Rwanda is a movie that covered that. But it was a disgusting example of racial animus, black on black, oddly, and of impulsive cruelty. Yeah, impulse actions. Children hacked to death, beaten to death. So, as a white man, do I look at black people and say, well, wait a minute, what did they do back in the 19th century? They attacked each other and they sold each other into slavery. Or they butchered 200 people at a feast. Oh, read the White Nile. Read the Blue Nile. Do I ascribe that behavior as unchangeable in the black race, an inherent behavior in the black race? And is that why we see five times the violence in the black community than we see in the other communities? Is that why crime is per capita more pandemic in the black community than the others? Yeah, it's pandemic all over our culture right now. But as percentage of the population and people involved with the crime, ladies and gentlemen, there's blackface on it. So do I ascribe that to some innate nature? Oh, Woody, you sound like the Ku Klux Klan. Well, yeah, that's what they said. They sure did. Were they right? I don't think so. I think the human heart is deceitful above all else, and desperately wicked who can know it. That's not a, no race has a hold on that, but I want to point this out. The black community that continues to call us racist every time we sneeze, well, they got a history they need to answer for. Also, you looked at the end result, slaves being bought, and you didn't look at the beginning, who put those people into bondage. And what are the other cruel, unspeakably cruel practices that some of those tribes around Lake Victoria practiced? And they were discovered when the source of the Nile was being looked for by Livingston and Speke and Burton and Baker and those other great British explorers. Can people change? Oh, not white people, according to the black culture. We're permanently racist. And therefore, everything must be done to disadvantage that despicable white race so that the virtue-signaling black race can prosper. Have we gone from being, well, slaves to being the new slave drivers? You can't say that, Woody. You can't question those things on air. If you're white, you don't have the moral authority to even talk like you're talking about because your track record is so bad. Oh, yeah? The great British politician and the Brits that lobbied against slavery. The Emancipation Proclamation by, what's his name? Abraham Lincoln. The black churches that evolved from white churches. Like Second Baptist Church in Jacksonville evolved from First Baptist Church downtown. Black church evolved from a white church. No, our problem in America right now is we're allowing the race baiters, the Marxists, those trained at Union Theological Seminary preaching in churches to impact our faith while the white pastors are preaching a passive gospel of, well, just don't stand up and don't, and I'm not talking about stand up against racism. I mean standing up for your faith and for what is good in America. We have passive white males. We have aggressive black females leading things. Let's talk about that in segment 4. Please come back. God bless you.